2007.
Right, a few texts. Jono in Bournemouth says, Scott, you have to get drunk tonight, gatecrash the stage and sing Shaka on so we can see you on TV. You would be made legendary for just a moment of drunken stupidity.
I don't know if legendary is the right word, but you'd be, yeah.
Oh, bless as well. Do you remember George yesterday got one right on the competition to win a place at the Brit?
Oh, God, he was dreadful, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Couldn't remember a thing.
He's listening now.
Oh, he was unlucky, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, very difficult questions he had.
Listening absolutely gutted and says, is there a spare ticket going? I wish there was, George, but no.
It is great here, though, George.
Stop it. And because I'm going to be on a table with the Wags off of Wags Boutique tonight, amazing, I need to find out which ones they are so I can talk to them about, well, it doesn't really matter about football, does it?
One of them has a picture, a six-foot-wide picture of her breasts above her own bed.
What, one of the ones I'm going to meet tonight?
If it's...
No one way.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Don't you go getting any tips.
I'm going to be a wag hag.
Tips, brilliant. I said.
Edith on the red carpet, what's going on?
Hi, love.
You're all right, what's happening?
How are you? Oh my God, right, we're stood here. Hold on, I'm just going to go out to this other area, which is a little bit quieter.
Okay,
so
can
many
you not talk where you are?
So many people are arriving and stuff, and everyone's been brilliant. Ricky from the Kaiser Chiefs has been here for about the last 25 minutes, talking to everyone for at least 5 minutes. Joss Stone literally stormed in. You know that scene in Pretty Woman where she's sort of like clicking her fingers and storming past?
Yeah.
In the shortest skirt with the highest boots. Literally did that like a spoiled teenager.
No way. Oh, she's changed.
So has she got those thigh-high boots on?
Oh, wait,
on,
no, we're getting to talk to her. Oh, she's going to talk to us now.
Oh, you slugged her off and now she's going to talk to you.
You literally stormed past us. What was that all about?
I'm a bitch. I've turned into a bitch. Can you not tell?
Come on. You look gorgeous.
I've got a couple records. I dyed my hair pink and now I'm a bitch. It happens.
Come on, Joss, get back down.
I know, right? God, my mother's in there. She just slapped me in my face. I'm going to tell her. Mum, give me a slap. I walk past Edith. That is wrong.
Not just
on
me.
Levels.
Not just me. There's about 20 people like, yeah, it's Joss Stone.
It's fucked up, innit?
You're live on Radio 1.
I'm live on Radio 1. Yeah. Probably shouldn't be cussing then, should I?
Apologies if that offended anyone.
Are you here, people, peace and love.
Are you here in official capacity tonight, or are you just here to enjoy, have a good
I'm
night?
I'm just here to have a nice time, and I'm
going to present an award.
I am going to present an award, yes, for the best male.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait.
Who do you want it to be?
I cannot tell you because that would be really mean.
No, but who do you want it to be?
Everybody knows who I want it to be.
Robbie. Okay, Lamar.
I love Lamar.
No, you don't want to tease him.
He's my best mate. I love him. But I'm not going to say. I mean, I've already said now, haven't I? But, you know, I just want everyone to be happy. Fuck, oh, God.
What else about Robbie, actually? Because you performed with him at the Brits previously. Sad news about him.
He's all right. He's okay. It's not bad. You know what? He's a bigger man for actually going to do something about it. So many people go through nasty times in their life, and they do nothing about it. Like, he's got some strength. I'm proud of him.
Good.
I'm
brilliant. Really, well, listen. Go on and speak to everyone else because they want to talk to you.
Yeah,
Russell Brand, actually, watch out.
Eh?
All right, he might try and pull you tonight.
Who?
Russell Brand.
Has she had him? Ask.
Have you had him?
Have I had him?
Yeah, Russell Brand.
I don't know who that is.
Brilliant. Brilliant. He's the presenter tonight.
Brilliant. Oh, shit. Now I do know who that is.
You wash your mouth out, Stone, and go and talk to people. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Edith.
Holy smoke.
I know.
I'd have preferred it if she just kept walking.
Yeah, me too. What a potty mouth. I'm really, really sorry if that offended anybody. I don't think she realised that we were live.
The Brits, 2007, with Radio 1.
And we're joined by Noel Gallagher. You all right?
I've got to say, man, I'm on the way to the bookies here in a minute.
What do you mean?
I won't give the game away here, but we're backstage, we're watching all the videoed acceptance speeches. And I'm not saying Justin Timberlake's won Best International Male, but he has. And I'm not saying Arctic Monkeys have won out either. Oh. There's either that or they've made right arses of themselves on video for no reason. But anyway, get down the bookies. 500 grand on Justin Timberlake, a banker.
We nearly got chucked out of the Brits last year. There was an incident with Casey Mello. I'd like to say that Noel said that and not me. All right, thanks. So your outstanding contribution to music.
Yes.
Tonight.
Well, nobody seems to know what this award is. It's called Lifetime Achievement, Outstanding Contribution, Outstanding Achievement, Lifetime Contribution.
Outstanding lifetime.
And they keep saying, so you're up for the big one. I'm like, how big is it? I mean, is it huge? Is it as big as me?
I think lifetime achievement kind of made you sound like you were near death. So I think that's why they changed it.
Yeah, it's been a very short It's been a wonderful life, but it's been very short. Outstanding achievement is what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, would you say there's a bit more of a buzz about it this year because it's going to be live?
I think...
Because it has got a bit safe in recent years.
Yeah, but I think that's all to do with the artists, isn't it? I mean, what people have got to understand is back in the... Everybody's trying to recreate that night in 96 where it...
Went off.
But everybody was out of it that night, you know, and kids are not like that these days. I mean, just because it's live, what's the worst that could happen? Somebody might say a rude word.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Joss Stone did on our show earlier.
Did she?
Oh, she's changed.
Was she describing her own music?
Yeah, she was. I'd like to, if you were listening to that, I'd like to say sorry again on her behalf, because she just lost it, effing and jeffing all over the place, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, I'd be in a bad mood if I had to put up that with calling out the speakers in the studio.
So, you're on at the end tonight, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to do what Sting did a few years ago and take your shirt off, are you?
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Oh, no. Do you remember that?
No, yeah, no, I was here, you know, and it's like, look, all right. You work out. You can do a few sit-ups.
Yeah.
We've all been there. You can do a few sit-ups. You know what I mean? You're still a Geordie. Get on that. You know? No matter what your accent is, you're still a Geordie.
Now, can we talk about... do we need to apologise to people in Newcastle?
No, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Proud of them up there.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Can we talk about you and Russell Brand?
Hang on a minute. What room is that?
Well,
we're just very close.
Right, we're going to get onto that in a minute because we don't think he's the lady killer that he says he is. Have you had him?
Have I had him?
Yeah.
No, he fancies my missus though.
Yeah, I heard that earlier. Yeah. There was all the stuff in the papers about you slagging each other off. Was that real?
No, he's not. We're pals.
Oh yeah,
we're pals. Yeah. No. It's just, you know, things don't look good in print.
Yeah.
You know, all that. Oh no, it's not at all. I've known Russell for a while now. He's a good lad.
Yeah. That's
a good friend.
Apparently never comes across in when it's written down.
No, not at all.
Is he a bit of a ladies' man, or is it just all made up?
He's always throwing it around. Well, so he tells me anyway, you know what I mean? He's always phoning me up, telling me
this. Is he one of those braggers? Like, oh, lads, tell you what I did last night.
Yeah.
Didn't get much sleep, but, you know what I mean?
I called him up one day and I said, what did you get up to last night? And he answered it like this, which I'll never forget. He went, how explicit can I be? That's the level what we're dealing with here.
Right, okay.
He's filth. He's filth.
Filth personified.
Yeah, he's filth.
I think he's going to do a good job tonight, though, really.
Well, he's the good thing about him is he does live television, and he's kind of... remember the year that Frank Skinner was here and all that? It was a bit tough one. Russell's down with the kids, man. And,
yeah,
you know,
and funny.
Yeah, funny. And funny.
Yeah, that went on for ages that year, didn't it? I fell asleep in my chicken.
Yeah, see, I always think they should just pick a presenter and stick with them until people forget who they are. Do you know what I mean?
Really? What, same every year?
Well, like, you know, like Jonathan Ross does the Q Awards every year, and it's brilliant. I go there literally just to watch him do his. It's fantastic, you know.
Comedy Awards, he's brilliant.
If it's not broke, don't fix
it. I'd like to see Russell do it for a few years, to be honest.
He should do.
Now, you can keep doing your impression of him.
Yeah. Now, you're having a big after party tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Are you going to be there? Or are you just going to walk in and walk out?
No, I'm going to leave the stage. I'm going to have a few here, and then I'm going to get down there as soon as possible, if only to stand inside the door while people are being snubbed. Sorry,
just don't know. Bye.
What was that? No, you're rubbish. No, you'll not be coming in here. No, we were friends once. That's right.
I'd love to
but
see
we
you
were all on drugs.
The door.
If Joss Stone got in, would you throw her out?
No, she seems like a nice... As long as she didn't start singing in that pseudo-American accent.
You can come in, but don't sing.
Yeah. I said, baby, I saw what? No. You're not Sammy Davis Jr.
That's her. Now, if people turn up at the party and say Noel said it would be okay, can they get in?
I have my... The lovely girl that looks after me and my wife's cat is well versed in all that. I mean, I literally invite everyone. Once I've had a few vodkas, I'll invite everybody, but there's a very strict guest list.
Come to my party, are we fine?
Yeah, totally, yeah. Come down, be great. It's like the Rolling Stones, it'd be brilliant.
Right, well, I'll see you at the party later. Somehow, I've got an invite.
He said you could get out.
You failed to grasp the fact that I'll be stood inside the door going,
no, who?
Hey, listen, I was being professional when I was talking to you. It's not like I'm actually your mate or anything. You know what I mean? I know you play me records and all that, but that's as far as it goes. Right, I'll see you later. I'm going to go and get some sweet. Can I stay?
You can if you want.
Justin Timberlake, 5-1. I'm telling you, he's bagged it. It's in the bag and the monkeys.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. It's nearly 6.30. George is going to be on with the entertainment news in a minute, a bit late, because we're joined by Take That.
The Brits, 2007.
Hello.
Hello.
You're right, sorry, one microphone between all
this
four.
This is really embarrassing,
how
isn't
embarrassing.
It? You know? Shall I stand up and then I can move this one along, yeah.
Surround sound.
Before we go any further, lads, just hold up to the mic and speak when you want. Joss Stone was on earlier, and she's changed, right? Effing and Jeffing all over the place, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she
really?
Was, yeah. She's changed. I know. If you're listening to that, I'm really sorry, but just to say, we are live on Radio 1. Mind your language. Not that I know that you wouldn't swear anyway, I know that. Kind of. So is this bringing back any memories for you, then?
What, being in here?
Yeah.
With one mic.
Just being at the Brits. Did you think you'd be back here?
Well, listen, I got in the car to rehearsals yesterday and was ready to go to Alexander Palace, and apparently it's not been there for 10 years. So we're in Earl's Court. It was like, oh, okay, right, this is good.
Now, we earlier thought that you were doing the longest rehearsal ever, because, like, everything kind of... You were on for ages, and then it kind of just went to still,
it's
and then
the
went to fast forward. So it's obviously just a recording, right?
It's the 12-inch version. Right. Yeah.
It's like, blimey, that's going for 2 hours.
When we sound checked, I think the producer or the directors took a look at our faces, seen the bags under our eyes. So now they keep playing it over and over to try and touch up our faces with the lighting and stuff. I don't know. What's with that?
And also, we were talking about this earlier. You're kind of performing in front of... how did you describe it, Chappers?
Well, I'd like a silver version of what you used to have in Caravan Doors. You know, those kind
those,
of like...
Beaded curtains.
No, you're right.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
But a silver version.
A silver version,
classier version.
Can I tell you what it actually is?
Yes, please.
Right, this is going to be embarrassing for you.
Right.
10,000 Swarovski crystals.
Really?
There's probably about 300,000 quid's worth hanging behind us.
You idiot.
So very expensive.
You idiot.
Very expensive caravan. I'm just going to sit down and leave the mic for them. Yeah.
So I don't know which caravans you hang around in, but you need to get back to reality, mate.
hang on a sec. Gaz, no, I sort of agree. I don't disagree. I know what you mean.
Get us wrong, it looks great.
It's supposed to be. Is it Korsavorsky?
Swarovski.
That funny thing.
Yeah.
It's in the shopper centre, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So crystal geared on me. I felt it. It feels a bit plastic to me. It doesn't look crystally. It doesn't feel crystal.
No,
it feels more like placky. So you might be right.
Yeah.
You were going so well to get some free crystals.
You really were.
Yeah. That last bit.
And
you
messed
it up. Plastic.
Yeah. Now, have any of you bought wives or girlfriends tonight, with it being Valentine's Day and all?
Yeah, my girlfriend's here.
Really? Yeah, wife's coming.
Okay,
yeah.
Very wise.
It's my daughter's birthday today in Germany, so she's not been able to come over.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I'm just saying, because Russell Brand obviously is hosting tonight, so just like keep them within eye shot, because you know what he's like. He doesn't want to go home alone, does he? You know what I mean?
He does well, doesn't he, Russell?
He does all right. We were just talking to Noel Gallagher earlier, and they're quite good mates, and Noel just had a chat with him now and again, and they discuss... what he's been up to.
He was filth.
What have you done to your wrist, Mark?
Broke it, my hand. Yeah.
Oh, because we saw that on the screen earlier. How'd you do that?
Well, at home.
Not that.
No, not that. I did it at home, trying to fix some lighting outside. I was trying to save some money. I was putting these Swarovski crystals up at the Brits and fell over with my bleeding hand.
Swarovski.
He used to play for Man United.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
No, that was...
Sorry, mate.
Are you looking for... I've no idea what they're on about. Are you looking forward to tonight? Are you a bit scared? It's a blipping massive stage.
No, I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. Yeah. It's a bit nerve-wracking because it is a long time, and I think... you always worry about the kind of reception you're going to get, you know, when you do these things. But everybody seems to be really positive, and, you know, it's going to be great. It's a good atmosphere. You can feel it building up now. Mm.
I've got a mixture of, you know, I feel excited, but I feel nervy as well.
Yeah.
You know, part of me wants to have the attitude, you know, be gracious about it. You know, we've come back after 10 years, and it's nice to be here, just smile and, you know, have a good time. But yeah, there's another part of me that's cacking it and thinking, what on earth are we doing back here after 10 years? We're not worthy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back anyway.
Cheers,
listen, before you go, one person obviously who's not here tonight is Robbie, and he's probably listening right now because I know he does listen to the show via the internet. Yeah. So I just wondered if you got any kind of message for him.
It's the wrong thing to say on a radio, isn't it? Is this live?
Is this live? See, that's what happened to Joss Stone.
I was going to say something before that, though. What?
Swarovski.
Swarovski.
No.
We send him our best anyway, Rob. Okay. I think everyone does, but yeah. Certainly us, definitely.
All right, listen. Have good fun tonight. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Take that.
Thank cheers. You. The Brits
2007 with Radio 1. It's 5:07 with Scott. And we are joined by Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Hey.
Because I got the feeling.
How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Brits.
Thank you very much, darling.
Now, you've been to a few of these in your time, haven't you?
A few.
Right, could you liven it up a bit tonight? Because it's got a little boring over the last couple of years.
You know what, don't worry. I've had so much tea today, I'm just dripping out of it here.
Does it have a strange effect on your tea?
It does. Well, you know, the secret is, in America, you just drink a lot of coffee.
Right.
One at a time. Here, you drink tea all day long.
Yeah.
So you're gacked out of your mind. But I'm a particular to Jasmine, you see.
You see, it's live on TV tonight, so, I mean, could you liven it up a bit? What could you do?
A little song and dance.
Okay. Just barge Russell Brand out of the way. Okay,
yes.
Could you? Thank you. Now, they can't cut bits out either because it's live on TV tonight.
I know, I've heard. Okay. I'm right at home.
Okay, excellent.
Look out, pretty mama, I'm on the road again.
So what are you doing tonight?
I am doing the International Award, What Would I Do Better?
Exactly.
You know?
Have you got it there?
I've got some of it here.
Do you know who's won?
Yes, I do, but I can't tell.
Oh,
is that what's wrong? Right?
You know what? As a matter of fact,
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
I can see it.
No,
on your
we
face.
Don't.
We don't.
We don't.
They don't tell us anything.
Yeah.
Seriously, they don't.
They don't really talk to us after
all
last
I know
year.
Is I'm doing something with Sophie Ellis Bextor, and it's just gonna, you know.
Are like, you aware of her?
I am now.
No, she's very sensitive. Oh. So don't say anything nasty.
So don't offer her a rose.
No.
Is a rose
that's
a rose?
Fine. That's fine.
Rose is fine.
Just I had a long-running feud with her for about 4 years. She can't take a joke. So just
well, that's not good.
Just to let you know. Now, I want to discuss something with you. Have a listen to this. Tell me what you think of this. Kind of getting down, sir. You like it?
You know what this is? This is for... it's not about liking it. Isn't this for a beautiful...
It's for charity, Steven.
Exactly,
it
darling.
Is.
Probably relief.
Well, all right, so and that's what it is. And it is what it is. What
okay.
It is. Somebody sent me the CD, and I said, this is beautiful.
So what happens? Do they have to get permission from you for that, right?
You know, I asked that question. I said, wait a minute. So can anybody do this? Can anybody... Like, if you put a song out like, there goes my old girlfriend, and the day after somebody... listens to your song and puts it out? Yeah, they can.
They can?
Yeah, they can.
Oh, okay.
They did a good job, don't you think?
Well, this one?
Beautiful girls.
They're beautiful girls.
Right?
Yeah.
Mugging for the camera, doing what they can.
Let's listen to a bit more. Here it is.
Uh-huh.
Remember, it's for charity, yeah? I mean, it's a great song,
it
don't
is.
Get me wrong.
It's not
you,
the original, though, is it?
Thank you. It is the original, they're just doing a little different.
Okay.
Come on, I can be nice.
Yeah.
Damn
now,
right.
are you aware of a person called Russell Brand?
Yes, I am.
He's the guy with the big hair that's going to be presenting it live on TV tonight.
Yes,
he's the one you've got to barge out of the way. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he's renowned as being, how can we say?
A Lothario.
A Lothario. He's a little bit, well, he's renowned as being a little bit promiscuous. Have you had him?
I've had him twice.
You have, right.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've had enough of him, too.
Yeah. Now,
no, you know what? I just met him. He's a sweetheart, and it's going to be a good night.
Did you and him, like, compare how many ladies you'd had and stuff like that?
Other things.
Really?
Yes.
What did you talk to him about?
I can't tell you.
Really?
No, good. Not telling you.
Oh, go on.
I'm going to save it for, you know, ad-libbing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Steven Tyler
from Aerosmith.
You're
very welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.